Well, the confetti represents actually the idea of the after the party. The context of this pavilion is important. That means the Belgian pavilion has been erected as the very first foreigner pavilion in 1907. 2007 was the centenary, but it was forgotten. The architects, they build a wall, kind of a frame around the pavilion in order to, well, to frame it, to give them an importance. That framing structure is as such an architecture as well, because it's a one-to-one scale structure you can physically approach and walk through it. Now, since the context is that year, 1907, they added the after the party idea, because it was forgotten. And they took as a reference the picture of Thomas de Maan, that's an artist from Berlin, which became the only exhibit in the exhibition in one of the lateral spaces. The confetti underlines not only the idea of an after-party aesthetic, but it joins both new situations, the old interior of the pavilion with the new created patio. The patio, which is now surrounded, defined by a wall, and creates a kind of an oasis, which is blocking out all this biennale noise, so to speak. So do the chairs. There are 50 chairs. They are just, you know, displayed leisurely in the inside and the outside of this pavilion. So the confetti is actually has like a function. It has a meaning in the sense of the context, but it has a function in the sense of the architecture, joining two different type of spaces.
And how many pieces of confetti are there?
There are 1.5 tons.